Coming up on this episode of the MD and Chef Team Show.
We are built to think clearly until our last breath. However, we've got to take good care of our brain health so that you don't have the chronic disease, so that you don't have the chronic inflammation. So please know that we are built to think clearly until our last breath.
Welcome to the show from the MD and Chef Team. I'm Dr. Isabel, medical doctor here at the MD and Chef Team. And who are you?
And I'm Chef Michael, culinary nutrition expert. I'm the chef part of the team.
And what are we going to talk about, babe? Now, I can say that because he's my husband.
Yes. Well, then we'll be talking about marriage, relationships, parenting, intimacy.
Ooh.
We'll talk about mindsets of success, overcoming depression, anxiety. I'll be getting into functional nutrition, recipes and tips from the kitchen. And we're going to both get into how to live a long, healthy, vibrant life.
Yes, I love it. Our mission is to help you prevent and reverse disease and give you hope in the process.
Oh yeah, we like to have fun too.
So let's get on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the MD and Chef Team podcast. It's Chef Michael here, nutritional chef at Doctor on a Mission, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, your Dr. Isabel, Dr. Isabel, MD.
Hello, hello.
We're coming to you here today to talk to you about a topic that is so, so important. And we're going to ask the question, is your brain on fire? Is your brain on fire? Now, I do want to let you know that this is going to be a two-parter because it is so important. There's a lot of information. So we're going to break this up into two parts. And this will be part one. And then the next podcast coming up in 2 weeks will be
part two. I bet we'll be part two.
Yeah. How did you guess that?
I can do my math.
You are so on.
It's so funny how kids go, like, we'll go, how old are you? Well, I will be six. And I go, yep. So what number are you now? And they go, five. Yeah. It's so funny.
As parents go, oh, well, she's five and a half, or he's five and a half.
And he's going to be six soon.
How long do we count in halves? I mean, when does that end when we... As adults, we don't say, well, I'm 17 and a half, or I'm 65 and a half.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny how we do that.
Oh, that's funny. All right. So is your brain on fire today? Part one.
Sizzle, sizzle.
Yes. And
is it sizzling?
If you could see, or if you could picture a lighter, like lighting up a lighter, you know, like a cigarette lighter, and seeing a little flame, a fire, because that's what we're going to talk about. And by your brain on fire, what we're talking about is the term chronic inflammation. Now, we're going to break this down in this part before we get going into this too much, because when I start to talk about chronic inflammation, and first we want to talk about what is chronic inflammation, and then how that can negatively impact our brain health. So the term inflammation, we've probably all heard it. It's bantered around there a lot these days. Inflammation is actually a natural thing. And we'll explain a little differences there. But inflammation, just think of fire, that little lighter you got going on. And what happens is inflammation is fire. It could start out as something small in our body system, just a little smoldering, a little spark going on. There's a little something happening. And as time goes on, if it's not addressed, it turns into a full-on blaze of a fire.
Forest fire.
Mm-hmm. And then that's when you, my dear, as a frontline medical doctor, people come into you and say, Doc, I got this going on, that going on. Oh, my gosh. And you usually
fix me in 10 minutes.
Yeah, fix me. And that's when the big fire, the smoldering fire, the blaze is now happening. It's usually not at the beginning when there's a little bit going on.
Because it's not bothering anybody.
Not enough of a bother. You know?
But when it starts to hurt, that's when they show up. And I'm like, we could have done this a long time ago.
Yes, yes. So inflammation. Now, there's two types. What we're going to be talking about is chronic inflammation and how it affects brain health. But then there's acute inflammation. And acute inflammation is what Dr. Isabel deals with a lot in frontline, is if you cut yourself. And, you know, then your body has to heal that. And there's an inflammation. You'll notice it usually gets red or there's sores or something. Or maybe you have a bruise and it gets black and blue. That's your natural body's immune system taking care of, and it's causing inflammation, and it's acute. It just, boom, it happens quickly, but then it goes
repaired.
It's repaired.
You get a scab. If you don't pick at the scab, then the scab heals. Don't pick at those scabs because they're there to help you. And then after the scab, then you're healed, and boom. Acute inflammation is done and dusted.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Right. And then you're back to normal. And so that's inflammation of the body when it happens acutely, and it's over and done. The one we're talking about here is chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation is when that inflammation, that fire, just keeps going and going and going.
And for years.
Yes, for years and possibly decades.
Yeah.
And that's the one we're going to talk about. And so chronic inflammation, here's a few different things. Chronic inflammation of the brain. So your brain on fire because something's been going on in the body. That can cause mood disorders. It affects our neurotransmitters in our brain, and that can lead to mood disorders such as depression and anxiety. It can cause cognitive decline. It causes a higher risk of diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia of the Alzheimer's type. It can also cause brain fog. When we have chronic inflammation, we can have difficulty concentrating, memory problems, just feeling foggy, having difficulty making decisions.
Or remember people's names, or you're in the middle of a sentence and you forget the word. That, you know, that is a brain fog situation.
Yeah, and just having difficulty, you know, with making decisions and being around in life. And also chronic inflammation of the brain can cause, this is a little more scientific, but it's reduced neuroplasticity. That basically means it hampers our brain's ability to adapt and learn, which keeps us from actually having a healthy brain long term and can cause shrinkage of our brain. So now we don't have good memory, good cognitive function, and things start to go
pear shaped, like they say here in New Zealand.
Sideways, turned to custard.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say in here is that please don't believe the lie that it's normal to have those senior moments. It's normal for your memory to not be as good in your 90s as it was in your 80s, in your 70s, or in your 50s. We are built to think clearly until our last breath. However, we've got to take good care of our brain health so that you don't have the chronic disease, so that you don't have the chronic inflammation. So please know that we are built to think clearly until our last breath.
Very much so.
And the brain is changeable. It can grow. It can make new connections. Don't believe the lie out there that it's normal to not be able to learn new things, because you can learn new things at any age. And we encourage you to do that.
Yes, yes. And what research shows is right now throughout the world, about 85% of people are walking around with some kind of chronic inflammation going on in their bodies right now.
You say 70 or 80?
85%.
85%, hon.
I mean, they might not realize that it's chronic inflammation, but just imagine if you're walking, if you're in life right now and you've got maybe my elbow's a little sore, my knees are sore. I kind of got arthritis. Oh, my back is pain. Oh, I've got some things going on with my stomach constantly, gurgling, other things like that. Oh, I get headaches all the time. All these different things, neck pain, back pain, all these different things going on in life that's constantly there, that we tend to say, just getting older, or it's just happening. It'll be okay. It'll go away. And it doesn't. That's inflammation. And understand that your sore elbow might have a root cause. It might have a contributor of gut health. Mm-hmm. You got to look at the whole body and understand it's all connected. So just because something's going on in one part, maybe your headaches are because of gut health being off, your gut microbiome not being correct at the time. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things you need to look into when we're talking about chronic inflammation and what we need to be thinking about there and how it can affect us. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, dear? Honey.
Now, let's take a look at a few different things about what we can do to alleviate that chronic inflammation, because that's a biggie. All right. Yep. Get it now. All right. I understand this chronic inflammation thing. Oh, yeah. I got a few things going on, but I don't want it to continue on. All right. So what do I do?
I don't want a forest fire in my body.
Yes. So one of the things, let's talk about nutrition first. Let's talk about nutrition from a point of view that when there's a fire in the body, we don't want to fuel that fire. And what fuels that fire? Well, what fuels the fire is excess glucose, excess sugars running through the body. Where is that coming from? Well, that's coming from processed foods, packaged foods.
Donuts, cookies, pasta, bread, potato chips, French fries, chippies. Oh, let me count the ways.
Yeah, let me count the ways. And, you know, it's so amazing how many times that, you know, you and I, when somebody comes, gets started with us on a program and we kind of start running through their normal eating patterns. Oh, but I don't put any sugar in my foods. But then when you see what they eat,
yeah,
well, please understand the food companies are going to make sure it's in there because they want their food to taste good. So they put that in there. So you go, oh, wow, that tastes really good. It's already added in whether you put it in there or not. Now, understand that what we recommend is eating a plant-based type of eating lifestyle where carrots have sugar.
They do.
They're so sweet. When you really cut back on all the extra sugar and eating all those, shall I say, junk foods and just kind of go more natural eating where you're eating fruits, vegetables, your different types of proteins we'll talk about in a moment, then all of a sudden you really release your taste buds and now they're not desensitized to the sugar anymore because once you eat a lot...
They're sensitized.
They're now
sensitized. Oh, they're now sensitized.
Sensitized to the sugar, yes. Because they become desensitized because we just keep putting so much sugar on and what happens is eventually you need to put more and more and more sugar to make it taste sweeter.
Yeah.
But when they become sensitized to the sugar, when you start cutting back on it, wow, a tomato
tastes
so sweet.
Or even I know you guys are going to think I'm nuts, but even a slice of red onion.
I know,
red onion. You will taste the sweetness.
Yeah, things like beet, you call it beetroot or red beets, depending on what part of the world. Like I said, carrots, tomatoes, kumara or sweet potato. Even things like broccoli and cauliflower and the different lettuce greens, you can actually taste the natural sugars of those. And
it's pretty neat.
The flavor just jumps out. It's wild.
It's a new love relationship with fruit.
Yeah.
It's like,
the
wow.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, fruits have a lot of sugar in them too. So, you know, we want to be careful there, not too many, but this having the good fruits that tastes lovely. So, best thing you could do nutrition-wise and without spending the next 2 hours going through that is just be thinking about how much live food am I eating on a daily basis. And what I mean by that is if you're eating a piece of bread or a croissant, that's not live food. Yeah, maybe once the wheat was live, but it's not anymore. It's been processed. When I'm eating a carrot, live food. When I'm having a cucumber, live food. When I'm having some lettuce greens, live food. How much live food am I actually eating during the day and making sure that that's the basis for your eating lifestyle? Mm-hmm. And eating that way and then having good fats meaning like the extra virgin olive oils, avocado, olives, nuts and seeds, eggs, having the good fats and then some good lean protein. We're not here to say, don't eat meat, don't eat this type of protein, don't eat that, because you could be vegans, vegetarians, whatever you may be. Just get a good lean protein, organic if you can, understanding finances of people, but or grass-fed for your beef and poultry and meat, whatever you may do. But just having that, making sure that that plant-based live food is the basis of every meal you have, and then add the good fats and mm-hmm. your protein with that, like I said, vegan or meat-based. And that's going to help you to start putting out that fire, because the fire, just keep this in mind, is fed by the sugars. And when we cut back on that and go more natural, then we're going to start to extinguish that fire somewhat. Mm-hmm, good. This could be a major contributor.
Absolutely.
For anybody.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about hydration and then move on to part two in 2 weeks. But today in part one, in chronic inflammation, let's talk about hydration.
This part cracks me up.
Now, this one is so important. Would you say, my dear, that over the thousands, half a million people you've seen, and I've worked with thousands of people, that almost everybody, and I don't have the exact number, what I would say a minimum of 80%, probably more, are dehydrated on a daily basis.
Yes. And they say, oh, but I drink so much water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, but that doesn't include, you know, fruit juice, energy drinks. I drink, you know, and I'm like, yeah, water. H2O.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but tea and coffee, that's water, right? It's made, you know, it's got water in it.
And, that's going to dehydrate you.
That's caffeine. That dehydrates. We're right. talking about hydration here.
Yes.
So we're just talking water.
Water.
Yeah. Okay. And when you say, okay, oh, you're very hydrated. Oh, how much did you have today? Oh, 2 or 3 cups. Okay. We're maybe a third of the way there for the day, depending on your size of
right.
who you are.
Right.
And okay, a reason why we want to be doing this, because water is important to put out the fire,
right?
Is our brain needs water. It needs hydration. It needs to be hydrated. Our whole body systems need to be hydrated. I mean, we're made out of water almost, really.
I believe it's 70%. We're 70% or so. Water, yeah.
Yeah. And we've got to be hydrated. I mean, just picture a plant that you don't water. And if we're chronically, now, yes, there's days where sometimes you might not have had enough and you need to catch up. But I'm talking chronic inflammation, chronic hydration, where over time, you know, you've had up days, weeks, months, years, maybe even decades where you're dehydrated on a daily basis. And that has its effects on brain health and that chronic inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have formulas?
So the equation I always give people, if you don't have heart disease or kidney disease, then, you know, of course, if you do have kidney disease or heart disease, you need to talk to your doctor about this. But the simplest equation is in pounds, wherever you are in the world, pounds is 1 ounce per pound per day.
Of body weight, per pound of body weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you weigh 150 pounds, then you need 150 ounces minimum per day.
And that's minimum.
If you drink a cup of coffee, you add 2 more cups of water.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you are in the part of the world like we're down under in New Zealand, Australia, we use mils. So it's 30 mils per kg. So 30 mils per kg. Of body weight is what you want. So let's say you weigh 70 kgs, which is roughly 150 pounds. So 70 kgs times 30 means it's 2,100 mils of water per day, or 2.1 liters of water per day. And when you split that up, you don't want to drink all the water all at one time, because if you do, it can dilute the chemicals in your brain and you can have a seizure. So I always recommend start getting into the habit of drinking a quarter of your water as soon as you wake up in the morning. Now, is that easy? No, but it's a new habit, you know, and we're trying to help you have a new picture in your brain of where you want to be. And if that picture is healthy and not on fire and living your best health so that you can do your best work here on earth, then the first thing we recommend is drink your water. Drink a quarter of the water in the morning.
Yeah. Or even at least a equivalent of about 2 cups or 500 milliliters in the morning when you wake up, before you get into the coffees or the teas or whatever else you do. because during the night, you dehydrate. Our body system dehydrates.
Yeah, you're just peeing all night.
Yeah, we dehydrate, we sweat. I forget the exact amount, but it's huge, the amount we lose overnight of hydration in our body. So you need to wake the body systems back up and give them a chance to start hydrating again because you've lost it overnight. So that's the first thing you want to do in the morning. So make sure you're getting enough water to clean out the toxins, clean out your body systems, keep your brain healthy, because your brain needs hydration to help it out. And that'll keep also help with that chronic inflammation of the brain and the rest of your body systems. Cleans out the toxins. You want to be doing that, that's for sure.
Now, we do know that it's 1 liter of water goes through your brain every minute. 1 liter. So what's 1 liter in?
1 liter of blood.
1 liter of blood, yeah. Blood. 1 liter of blood goes through your brain every minute. What is 1 liter in ounces?
I'd have to look that up. But I'm not sure in cups and quarts. But it's a pretty, I think it's like 2 quarts or something like that. But I know. But we'll just keep it at 1 liter.
1 liter.
Blood goes through your brain in 1 minute.
Yeah. So think of a bottle. Okay, here's a picture. Just, you know, to help people. So a bottle of wine is 700 milliliters. So a little bit over 1 bottle of wine in the form of blood goes through your brain every minute.
Every minute.
And blood, a lot of blood, most of the blood has water. So you want to make sure you've got good, clean blood going through your brain if you want it to function correctly and think clearly.
All righty. So that's going to wrap up part one of Is Your Brain on Fire? And we're talking about chronic inflammation of the brain. Why? Because there are so many different things that can be the downstream effects of chronic inflammation of the brain that can lead us very sideways in life with what's happening with our brain and our life. So we want to address this before it turns that maybe little something going on. We want to address this before it turns into a major blaze in our brain, because that's when you're going to get a diagnosis from a doctor. And at that point, yes, we can do something about reversing, but
It's harder.
It's very difficult at that point. So it's the old, ambulance at the bottom of a cliff type thing. Yeah, we can bring the ambulance back off the back off the bottom, but
it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's doable. But it's doable. You know, why not do it before you fall off the cliff?
Yeah. We're going to wrap it up today with Is Your Brain on Fire Part 1. And in 2 weeks, we'll bring Is Your Brain on Fire Part 2. We'll talk about a few more things you can do to keep that chronic inflammation of the brain under control and not have it. Faith?
Yeah, you can be your own firewoman or fireman.
These are tips for you having your own fire extinguisher.
Yeah, your own fire department right at home.
All right, we'll leave you with that today. Just keep in mind, we know you are an unrepeatable miracle. We know that you can be your best out there, and we want you to be, especially taking care of your number one muscle, your brain.
Yes, absolutely.
All righty.
All right. Well, thank you so much for allowing us to walk alongside you and encourage you to try to be your best healthy self, okay? So that you can do what you're supposed to do here on earth with energy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye for now.
Hello, Chef Michael here. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you subscribe to the podcast and left us a review.